When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
That's right. Fly Jams Friday. All right, folks, call in. Get your requests in now. DJ Shagru is here. Esmeralda the Heart Melda just drilled 53 holes into the tut with her head. Viggity Viggity Vic is running around in the newsroom, and I'm Wiki Wiki. And we're back. We didn't have it last week, but it's here now, so get your requests in now. Fly Jams Friday, where we celebrate R&B. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. News in just a few seconds. Yeah. Old school, man. Old school. Old school fly jam. Brenton Wood, the Oogum Boogum song. Fantastic song. Well, I went old school with my couple of requests this morning. So these are like 60s fly jams, and that's a great song, the Oogum Boogum song. And it's Fly Jams Friday. Get your requests in. We got some phone lines open, 312-981-7200. DJ Shagru got out of the TARDIS. DJ Shagru.
Yes.
Are there still angry people about the TARDIS now being feminine?
So as we've pointed out in the past that the text requests are on fly away, like lay away, it's fly away.
Right.
That in that we compile those and then we play them the following week. So
that's
I have
right.
a chance to pull them and put them on a CD for you. So I was going through the requests from 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And I'm going through and it's, you know, like, oh, this and oh, that. And Dino wants to hear this. And then there's one like, you guys are full of it. Doctor Who has been a man since his inception. There should be no boobs allowed in that TARDIS.
Come on, man. Come on. Really? Seriously?
There's been a lot of boobs in that TARDIS, though.
Yeah, but they weren't Doctor Who.
Mm.
That's what these idiots are complaining
right.
about, that Doctor Who shouldn't be a woman.
Right.
They're the same people that complained that the Ghostbusters shouldn't be women.
Exactly.
And the Ghostbusters movie from last year is better than the original. Yeah, that's right. I said it. It's funnier and better than the original Ghostbusters. Now, Dan, enjoy the texts.
Yep, we'll see how those go. It was funny because this, I don't know what was going on, but I was searching for something to watch, and the BBC runs the classic Doctor Who.
Yeah, yeah.
On their overnight, so it'd be 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock our time, I think. And the Doctor Who that started it off with the one that had the 8-foot scarf.
That's Tom Baker.
Tom Baker that inspired the whole TARDIS bit was on, and I had never actually seen it with my own two eyes, and it was pretty crazy.
Tom Baker was my Doctor Who of my youth, and I think a lot of people consider Tom Baker. I mean, you know, the modern Doctor Who's are amazing, and so many great actors have played the man, and also, you know, by the way, Peter Cushing played him, not on a TV series, but he played him in a movie. So there you go. But anyway, Tom Baker with the scarf—that's the for me, that's the quintessential Doctor Who. That's the Doctor Who came on after Python. That's, you know what I mean? When I was a kid watching Python on Sunday night, Tom Baker was the Doctor Who came on after. So now it's a woman. Deal with it. All right. Kathy and the 847 area code requested this classic. Who's your lady? Who's that lady? Beautiful lady. Who's that lady? Lovely lady. Who's that lady? Real, real fine lady. Who's that lady? I would love to take her home, but her heart is made of stone. Gotta keep on keeping on. If I don't, she'll do. I swear to you, I did not look down at the sheet before we had just that exchange. Who's that lady?
Doctor, who's that lady?
Sometimes it all comes
together. Oh, man, this is why I have a plaque downstairs. That's why.
Because of coincidence?
Because of luck. All right, we got some lines open. 312-981-7200 you can request right now. DJ Shiguru is ready to go. Oh, Bennett, the Business of Funk has a request. Oh, man.
I've been feeling it since 1966 now. Might be over now. I can feel it still. Might have had your fill. I can feel it still.
Wow. Business of Funk getting complicated and deep this morning. Medicine's remix of Portugal the Man and their song Feel It Still. I don't understand the sentence that I just read. I don't understand anything that just came out of my mouth. I have no idea what I just said.
Is Medicine the band?
Medicine's the DJ.
He's a DJ, and he remixed Portugal the Man?
Portugal the Man is the band.
That's the band.
Yes.
Okay.
And their song is Feel It Still. I'm still trying to sort it out. Funkiest tall white dude I've ever met.
How often do you think that DJ is always like, I know what you need?
Yeah.
Medicine.
I got something to fix you up, baby. I got the medicine. Medicine's remix of Portugal the Man and their song Feel It Still.
By the way, I will also say I typed that up phonetically for you. It's spelled M-E-D-A-S-I-N.
Oh, I see, because I would have said something like Mood-a-doo-dee-loo. Yeah. Yeah, because I'm not down with the kids. I don't know. I got to talk to Bennett. He's the blackest white guy I know.
Medicine.
Medicine?
It sounds like a cough syrup.
Well, what I heard sounded like I took some. So, because
it was so smooth.
Because it was, yeah, man. It was like NyQuil.
By the way, Medicine.
Yeah.
19 years old.
19?
And he's got jams like that?
Well, he's just the DJ. He put a couple of beats in it.
Yeah, but I bet you that thing probably got remixed up.
Yeah. Mm.
He learned those beats on the mean streets of Dallas, by the way.
Oh, wow. From JR. Oddly enough, a lot of people don't know this. Before JR was shot, he taught every DJ what they know in Dallas. This kid's 19. No idea what JR is. JR was shot 30 years before this kid was born, and I'm making JR references. All right, here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Hey, was that a list of covers you had last night?
Well, yeah, we had cover. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, it left off two of the best I've ever heard, Maybe It's You by Gail McCormick and Smith. I played that a year and a half ago when she passed away.
Yeah.
And it also left off Black Magic Woman by Santana.
Yeah.
That's such a great cover. Most people think it's an original, don't even know it was originally.
Yeah, we actually, to be fair, Bob, we ran out of time before I finished the list. No, but those two were not on it, I will tell you that.
Well, that's an oversight big time, I think.
All right.
Oh, I've got another cover for you this morning by a local band, and most people around here think that's their original song. In 1960, James Brown hit number 15 on the R&B charts with his original. These guys had a minor hit with it before they had their one hit that hit the big time, kind of a drag. Here's the Buckinghams with I'll Go Crazy.
Yourself and nobody else. You gotta live for yourself and nobody else. Oh, that's the Buckinghams?
Yes, that's the first hit.
Wow.
They named themselves after the Buckingham Fountain because they wanted people to think they were
British
invasion band.
Yeah.
It was Carl Giammarisi, I think, who said in 66 and 67, they were doing well, and then the Beatles introduced Sgt. Pepper, and then after that, everybody thought they were a bubblegum band like a bunch of other bands at that time.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Bob.
All right.
Take
See
care. You. See you. Talk to you next week. All right. Well, we got lines open if you want to jump in. 312-981-7200 for your requests. Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru is ready. He's at the helm, ready to spin you. We want some R&B. 312-981-7200.
Everybody can do it, but don't you get too tight. Go on and tighten up.
Yeah. Archie Bell and the Drells would Tighten Up. Classic jam. Classic Fly Jam. You know, that's he goes to, like, basically goes to every instrument to solo on that one. Go ahead, drummer! Goes on. There's, like, two different parts of that. I think it goes on for, like, 10 minutes. And it's just that riff over and over again. Him going, tighten up! Tighten up! Go ahead, guitar! This is what's annoying. Song rules, though. All right. All right, let's see. We got some phone lines open if you want to jump in here. Last couple of minutes of Fly Jams Friday for today. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 847 area code wanted to hear this.
But it's a rainy night in Georgia. Baby, it's a rainy night in Georgia. I feel it's raining all over the world. Kind of lonely that. And it's raining all over the world.
Yeah, man. Rainy Night in Georgia. That's Brooks Benton. That song's a jam. We've had requests for that one. That's kind of a popular. That's become a popular one on the.
Yeah, that is always a solid choice.
On the Fly Jam circuit.
And its various iterations as well.
Yeah. How about this one? Ted wanted to hear a little Lakeside. Now, Esmeralda, you know when something's live when it's all the way live.
What?
That's the name of the song.
Oh, I see.
See, it's all the way live.
I see what you're doing there.
Not just live, it is all the way live.
I thought you were trying to explain something to me.
No.
Like about the song. Like,
no,
this is all the way live.
By the way, I still don't understand Medicine's remix of Portugal the Man and their song Feel It Still. I don't understand. Could you explain that to me?
I'm going to need a minute.
Okay. I'll give you a minute. Well, by the way, our show is live. It's all the way live. Always. Every weekday morning, we are all the way live.
So they wrote that song about you?
That's exactly right. Lakeside. All right. All right. Theo. Theo. I wonder if it's Theo Huxtable who requested this. Why don't you clean up your room? You understand what I'm saying? You get the Jell-O pudding pop and the Coca-Cola and the pizza. You understand with the goo, Theo? I brought you into this world. I'll take you out. You see what I'm saying, children? All right. Theo requested this.
As the tears roll from my eyes, I feel a hurt inside. As I reach out to you.
You know, I don't think we've ever played that one, Dan.
I think that is a first time.
I think that's
a
first timer. That's Trapped. By Colonel Abrams.
Oh, no, you know what we did? You did it as a request once.
I did?
I remember the video being very, very strange.
All right. Why don't I remember requesting it?
It was like...
4 years ago?
Yeah, probably. But also, like, he's in a club, but in a cage.
Oh, okay.
Like a go-go dancer?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
So Bruno Mars is playing tomorrow and Sunday. He just played at the United Center. Good Lord, that man is popular. I'm sorry, I just looked up at the screen and Dean's doing his weekend thing. And Bruno Mars is playing two more nights.
I believe our own Mary Sandberg will be attending that.
Wow. I love Bruno Mars. Well, see, Mary can afford to go. I can't. What are tickets for Bruno Mars? Like $2,000? Is that it? Oh, man. All right, let's see. Here is 773 area code. Wanted to hear a little Zap and Roger. Yeah. Do you hear the technology on that song, Dan? That is top tech technology for that time period, Computer Love. And Simmons pads. I heard Simmons pads on that song.
Was a theme song for Website Wednesday Night.
Computer Love?
Mm-hmm.
It was?
Yep.
Oh. Somebody just texted me, I think. My phone is on the vibration system. Did you hear that?
It's Mary Sandberg.
Oh, is that who it is?
They had to forego a mortgage payment because it was Catherine's 13th birthday.
Oh, I see. So, they're taking the kids to see the old Bruno Mars. Look at Mary.
But she's told it's worth it.
Oh, I don't doubt it. Bruno Mars rules.
I look forward to her review.
All right. Let's see. Dan is on the air. Dan, what's your request for Fly Jams Friday?
Hey, how about I'm Your Boogeyman?
All right.
In the sunshine, man.
Let's hear it. Well, there you go. That's another edition of Fly Jams Friday for you, ending on a Casey and the Sunshine jam. Everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday morning. Colin and Eric and I will review all the new movies, including Logan Lucky, which I'm so excited to see, and much more. My dad will call in and tell a joke and all our regular Monday stuff. So there you go. Esmeralda, have a fantastic weekend in J-Town.
Oh, boy, yes.